it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, good day. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We get affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices you can get not only this terrific program, but all the shows here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is the Hefe, Tittle, Jerry, Wrestling Observer, you name it, it is right there for you. And you can get it on your device. It's iHeart, it's TuneIn, it's Stitcher, it's your iPhone, it's your Android, it's whatever the circumstances are and whatever you need it to be. It's about radio on the go. Most important for us, it's the American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls, they do a lot for us. They're out there each and every day covering our six. It's a volatile world. They don't ask for much of anything. You know, they go about doing their business and just making sure that it's done each and every day. And, you know, look, what more can you ask than that? It's important. It's important to the kids. It's important to us. And it should be important to you. So, in reality, if you see one of these kids on the street, have the opportunity to turn around and thank them a little bit for their service. Well, guess what? Take the time to do that. Because each and every day, like I said, they're out there getting it done. You know, I got a friend of mine, his kid's in South China Sea right now. And, you know, right off the coast of Korea. And we all know what's going on in Korea. You know, right in harm's way. And it's not easy for the kids. It's not easy for the families. You know, you think about it. They're under the same stress that those kids are, just a different kind of stress. So, like I said, if you have the opportunity, take a little time. Make one of these kids' day. Hey, I'll even buy them a cup of coffee. Step in the brakes and step aside. When we come back, we'll talk sports. I promise.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
One of my favorites. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA is the place, at BobBlack71, if Twitter is more your thing. And a lot of stuff going on in the world of sports. It's, football season right around the corner, pennant races in hot pursuit. And, of course, anything else in the world of basketball is the entire world awaits whether LeBron is going to pass wind or not, and there'll be a story that it'll blow him out of Cleveland. Enough, it'll happen when it happens. It's baseball season. Pennant races are there, and it's such an odd year in that the pennant races themselves, most of them, don't have a lot of intrigue to them. There were definitively teams this year that just from Jump Street got out there. There's still a race in the American League East. There's still a race in the Central. The West has decided, with the Astros winning, whether or not the Angels are able to cop a wild card or the Mariners are able to cop a wild card, because we still got a lot of baseball left, remains to be seen. Nationals blown out the East. Cubs still just kind of struggling along, but they are up in the Central. Brewers haven't given up. Cardinals haven't given up. Pittsburgh, for that matter, hasn't given up. And it's still an opportunity for them. But I still think ultimately the Cubs will win. And the Dodgers are lapping the field. I mean, they're closing in on 90 wins with over a month of baseball. People aren't talking about it yet, but they have an opportunity to break the Seattle Mariner record, and a real good opportunity to do that. So, we'll see how it plays out, but they're firing on all cylinders and not missing the loss of Clayton Kershaw. And a matter of fact, it may end up working out to their benefit. And he's already throwing on the sidelines. He threw 30 pitches yesterday. They'll have have him back sooner rather than later. And, it's hardcore. It's hardcore. The Dodgers, it's a weird thing with the Dodgers this year because they haven't won since 88. The expectations on this team are high. Darvish pitched last night. They pulled him out after five, erring on the side of caution. They're babying their pitchers to a certain degree. Yasiel Puig is playing how they needed Yasiel Puig to play. And it's all or nothing. They have the highest payroll in baseball. They got rid of Don Mattingly. Their manager now is supposedly a better fit for the team. And that's all well and good. But Mattingly got into the playoffs and he just came up short. And one of the big reasons for him coming up short was Clayton Kershaw, who did not perform well in the big spots. So ultimately, it's going to come down to the same thing. They're going to make the playoffs. Whoever they end up facing in the first round, it will be get out of that first round, get out of the second round, and get to the World Series. And anything short of that will be considered failure this year. And I think it's a legitimate argument. The Cubs have scuffled, and even though they're the defending world champion, I don't think there's anything that's indicating that they're going to be a dominant team in the postseason, other than the fact that they've been there before. And from that aspect of it, that's okay. You know, but for the Dodgers, with this kind of lead in their division, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. They got to win it all. You know, I mean, look at it this way. If they were in the National League East, they would have a 14-game lead on the Washington Nationals, who were playing 600 baseball. 14 games. That's dominance that hasn't been seen in baseball in a long, long time. Now, if they would get to the World Series, the possibilities of what can come out of the East, be it Boston, the Yankees, which, you know, again, I don't think they match up in any way, shape, or form against the Dodgers, but Cleveland, who got there last year, and the Astros, who are just playing incredible baseball. But they pale in comparison. They're playing 6-17 baseball, and they'd be 11 games behind, I'm sorry. That's how good the Dodgers have been. They had another walk-off last night. It's amazing what they're doing right now. And when you look at the team and how they're getting it done, It's pitching, it's hitting, it's power, it's speed. It's everything right now. And, I mean, you look at last night's game against the White Sox. You know, a little interleague going on. But Puig gets the double in the ninth, and how important has he been? To win the game. Darvish came up 3 home runs, but, you know, in his 6 innings, and I'm sorry I misspoke, it was 6, not 5. Struck out 2, walked 1. You know, he said his back was bothering him. Can't be the mound at Dodger Stadium. Pitchers love that mound. But, you know, like I said, Kershaw is on the way back. 45 pitches in his next simulated game, or a minor league rehab starting on Monday. And they just keep rolling along. I mean, when you go down their lineup and what's there for you, it's astounding. And because of the fact, and you know, again, kids have to learn how to play. And even big kids, and learn how to win. And you look at the top of their lineup with Taylor and Seager, Justin Turner, who should be in the MVP talk. You know, here's a guy, a cast off from the Mets, and nobody knew he was going to be like that. I mean, I liked him as a player when he was here in New York, but nobody knew he was going to turn into what he turned into. He was a journeyman. You know, Bellinger's still performing well. Forsyth is performing okay. You know, Puig isn't hitting for average, but he seems to get key hits. And he's got a cannon out in the outfield. And they get the pitching. And once they get it to that bullpen, they're amazing. You can't stop them. This team is put together for right now, right at this moment. And anything short of that is not going to be acceptable. Top to bottom, they've got it figured out. And that's with guys, you know, don't forget, Adrian Gonzalez, who this is going to end up being his last year, but he's on the 60-day. Ethier's on the 60-day. Kazmir's on the 60-day. Brandon McCarthy's on the 10-day. Kershaw's on the 10-day. I mean, they're doing this with key players out. And it was like it never even happened. The slack is still there. They got the backup plan going on. Well, we got a backup plan going on here. It's more baseball right after this short timeout. An interesting question was raised today in another place, and I'm going to expand on it a little bit. I'm Bob Black. Well, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, San Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, we're talking baseball here as well. We should, that time of year. Again, with the Dodgers, it's they have to be the prohibitive favorite. Now, fortunately for Washington, Bryce Harper will be back, and they have enough of cushion to absorb that this time of year. But, you know, him taking that incredibly awkward turn on the base, and I remember seeing it and just saying, oh, my God, he's done. He blew his knee out, and they were very fortunate that it ended up just being a bone bruise. But those can linger a while, too. So, you know, he'll be in pain, and he's going to have to get his eye back and everything else. But the way these Dodgers are built, and how they're performing under Dave Roberts is just magnificent. And again, I ran down the list. You know, Gutierrez, 60, and Dayton, 10 days. It tolls 60 days. It's a lot to absorb, but their starting pitching has got it done. Everybody's performing well for them. You know, Hill goes tonight. I think he's 8-4, 9-5, something along those lines. You know, Kenta Maeda, you know, 11-4. I mean, the guy's good. they've dipped into markets that other players don't get into as well as the Dodgers do, and they're getting it done. I mean, you know, like I said, Peterson's still performing. Taylor's great. Corey Seager, you know, he's cooled off as far as the power goes a little bit, but he's still got 19 home runs, and he's batting .310. You know, it's those kind of numbers don't come along easily. So, you know, you look at it, and it the Dodgers are on a serious run. Serious run. And nothing short of the World Series and winning the World Series. Now, I guess if they got to the World Series, that would be okay. But, you know, if they lost it, I guess in theory it would still be a disappointment. It would have to be. And, you know, if it turned out to be the Astros and they lost to the Astros, I guess that would be acceptable. If a wild card get out of there, let's say it's the Angels or the Yankees or something along those lines, and they beat the Dodgers, it would be a massive disappointment. Dodgers are that much better of a team. So, I wonder. I wonder. You know, they're fun to watch. I try to watch West Coast baseball. You know, it's not easy out here in the East Coast. You got to crash out and all that. But, you know, with the package, when they do travel east, I try to check it out. And, you know, if I'm up late on a weekend, I'll check a little bit of a Dodger game. They're just playing magnificent baseball. And they're going to be able, hopefully, to ride that all the way to the World Series. What will happen with the Cubs? You got me. I have no idea. I truly don't. For an alleged expert. I don't. I have no idea what's going to happen with that team. Madden's playing a balancing act with them. You know, it's funny. One thing that has happened with the Cubs, and it was kind of universally accepted that Madden was one of the three best managers in the game. And he never, but he got very little criticism because of what he was able to do with Tampa Bay. But that time has come to an end with Chicago. And it started last year in the World Series on how he used his pitching staff. And it's continued this year in the inconsistency of how the Cubs have performed. You know, they haven't had hardcore consistency with this team all year. They were down in the standings, and everybody anticipated that, you know, they weren't done by any means, but that they were going to come up and that they were going to perform. You know, but nobody anticipated Kyle Schwarber getting sent down to the minors and continuing to hit under 200. He's hitting home runs, but that's it. You know, and this is a guy, too, let's be honest about this. You know, in his career, he's got 35 home runs and 82 RBIs. He's also, for his career, hitting .216. So moonshots or no moonshots, If he doesn't hit the ball out of the ballpark, he's going to make out. That's it. His on-base percentage is 33%. His OPS is 783. He's played 96 games. This is not a small sample. 14 doubles, 19 home runs. Do the math. Of his 62 hits. Right? 14 doubles, a triple, and 19 home runs. That's not that difficult. The math. $197. I know, look, that's not Madden's fault. But that is how Kyle Schwarber is performing. And when you look around at that lineup, and it's not that you can say, hey, this is a team that's all torn up. I mean, yeah, their starting catcher isn't there. I'll give you that. Contreras is on the 10-day, and he's a big piece for them. But Avila is no slouch behind the plate. And if you got to use him, you know, as a regular for a brief period of time, well, guess what? He's got 13 home runs and 37 RBIs, and he's hitting .262, and he handles the team well. But the pitching has fallen short. I told you about that when they were struggling right after the All-Star break. And the fact that they have a lot of age on that pitching staff. Lester finally has gotten his record above 500. Finally. You know, but Arrieta in a contract year, and they're not going to give him a big contract. He's 12-8. He's okay. You know, but he's also 31 years old. So they're not going to give him a long-term deal. They get Quintana, and he's been good, but he's still under 500 for the year. So, again, this pitching staff as a whole is not performing. Their bullpen has really been what saved them this year as far as keeping them in there. You know, a lot of age. And when you look at them man for man, lineup-wise, yeah, they can compete with the Dodgers. Pitching-wise, uh-uh. Not if you know who comes back healthy and steps into that lineup. Pitching-wise, they just flat-out cannot match. I mean, even Wade Davis has been human this year. Still got 24 saves, but he's been human. They're actually touching him this year with his 2.43, but he's been getting the job done for them. And I just, when you look at the performance of that team, you would have to say, you would have to rate the Nationals in front of them. Even though they're defending champion. You certainly have to rate the Dodgers in front of them. You know, wild card is wild card. It is what it is. But I'd put them a notch below the other two teams. And again, they're allowing, and this is one of the big things. I mean, you know, we see it in football games and talk about it all the time. But, you know, they're allowing teams to hang around. Pittsburgh is hanging around. St. Louis is hanging around. Milwaukee is hanging around. I mean, the fortunate thing for them is if they do lose the division, they'll probably be the wild card. One of them. So, you know, again, it's fun. It's pennant races. It's baseball. It's August. Dog days, baby. Get it together. Be there or be square. It's tapping the brakes. Step aside. When we come back, more of the attack right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Well, yeah, it is. Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. And, you know, look, it's pennant races are fun. Pennant races are a blast. Expectations for teams go in a certain direction. And again, they'll be at Pasadena with Joe Maddon because of the fact that they won the championship. They broke the jinx. I mean, look, he will go down in history and will always be beloved as such. And whether or not he is considered a great manager going forward, I don't think his ego cares one way or the other, because he's always done things to the beat of his own drummer. And again, realistic expectations. These managers are hired to be fired. No, I don't think the Cubs would ever fire Maddon because of him winning the championship. And I would imagine, because he's not a kid. Now, he's 60 years old, thereabouts. You know, he's going to step out on his own terms when he decides to. However, his reputation, and it sounds weird coming off a World Series victory, but that victory actually tarnished his reputation as far as being a great manager, because now he is getting scrutinized as far as how he handles his pitchers and how he goes about doing his business. And, you know, guess what? you step into the big world, that's exactly what happens. You know, and he's 63, actually, so he's not going to be around much longer. You know, he got tossed out of last night's game. You know, and it's like I said, he marches to his own drummer. And I think in the ultimate grand picture, he doesn't really care what people think of him. But again, when he was managing Tampa Bay, people looked at him from the perspective of, you know, this guy's a great manager. Look what he does with less than everybody in baseball. And that's a legitimate discussion. But, you know, times change. I mean, hell, he almost didn't get the job. You know. They were wondering. You know, don't forget, Madden was the Angels manager as well. Back in 99, he was the interim manager. And he ended up getting the job. But they made a big time offer to Don Baylor. And they were a little late to the party with that, because they were slow in hiring their general manager at the time, Bill Stoneman. And the Cubs got to Baylor first and ended up hiring him. Baylor was a very solid manager. He was a terrific hitter. But he was a really solid manager as well. He got to the playoffs in the third year when he was managing Colorado. You know, he didn't have as much success with the Cubs, and hell, nobody did. Till Madden got there, but you know. But like I said, a little more scrutiny these days. And again, we'll see. You know, you can put a lot of this on Theo Epstein, in my opinion. But, you know, making commitments to pitchers in their 30s is a risk reward, high risk, low reward. But he's managed to get it there. But he's on the hook for some big money to some of these guys who are starting to age. And that's why Arrieta coming up, you know, how do you not sign him, but yet they're probably not going to? One, he struggled for a lot of this year. Two, he probably hit his peak last year. And the money he's going to be asking for is just, you know, cost prohibitive for any organization. I mean, I don't know who would take the risk on signing him to that kind of a contract, quite honestly. You know, they could make a play for a reclamation project pitcher. See Matt Harvey, who, by the way, I'll tell you what, he's going to be rumored to be going everywhere in this offseason. And I do mean everywhere. If there's a rumor of a trade and it involves a pitcher, it's going to involve Matt Harvey. And there is going to be a team that is hot and heavy to go, wow, you know, this guy was the Dark Knight. I can rehabilitate him. Yeah. Pitching, premium. Anyway, Cubs will be fine. Probably win, but I just don't see them winning the World Series. They have two significantly better teams in front of them. And, you know, it's baseball. Wacky things happen. But not as good as the Nationals, and certainly not as good as the Dodgers. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. You know, it staying in the world of baseball, Giancarlo Stanton's home run streak ended at 6. But, I look at what he's doing and how good, great, how great a player he is. He is just extraordinary. And, you know, I look at baseball as a game that unfolds more than anything else. I use the word unfurls. But I look at it, and over the course of the season, the storylines, they change. They're fluid. You know, the guy who's great in the first half sometimes isn't in the second half, and we'll get to that in a minute. You know, people who are under the radar completely end up emerging as the stretch run continues. But honestly, Giancarlo Stanton, and his reclamation, to me, is one of the great stories. I mean, first of all, one of the things about baseball, which makes baseball what it is that there can be as much excitement in a pitcher's duel as there is in a slugfest. And that's the beauty of the game, the contrast. But when a slugger comes to bat, and I mean, I'm talking about these guys that just hit moonshots, hit the ball astounding distances, and everything else, everything comes to a halt. And whether they turn out to be great baseball players or not, and I've been to 1,000 baseball games in my life. You know, when Rob Deer came to bat for some old G, everything stopped because you never knew what was going to happen. Dave Kingman was the same way. I was at a game at Shea one time. He hit it over the back bullpen fence. It took a bounce and bounced through the window of a bus that was back there. And everybody saw it. Darryl Strawberry was exactly the same way. Reggie Jackson was exactly the same way. And there were more than just these two guys, but with Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, there's two guys that it's just they come to bat. You stop. You watch. Even if you're channel surfing and they pop up on your screen, you stop, you watch. Stanton is, first of all, that pitch he took to the face could have ended his career. It was not dissimilar to Tony Conigliaro with the Boston Red Sox. And Tony C was a brilliant ball player who just was never the same. And his face was trashed. They broke so many bones in that face, they couldn't even count them to put them back together. And Stanton took a shot to the face as well. And he wears the guard, and he will for the rest of his career. But one thing he's been able to do is that he finally, and this is where you look and you say, all right, he's finally passed it. He is now back on top of the plate. He had a really closed, away from the plate stance, and he was a little gun shy. That's how it was. But since the All-Star break, he's moved it in towards the plate a little bit. And look, pitchers are reticent to pitch on the inside anyway. But with Stanton, I think given the history, somebody's going to come in on him, but they're not going to do it on a consistent basis. I hope when they do come in on him, even if he gets hit, that it doesn't alter his approach, because he's standing right now with 44 home runs and 94 RBIs. It will be difficult to deny him the most valuable player award. The only thing that will get in his way is that he's on a team that is not winning. If they had Hernandez there, I wonder what would have happened. Whether they'd be competing with the Nationals or not. Because it's a hell of a good lineup that he's in. But he's there with 44 home runs and 94 RBIs. Those are astounding numbers. And it's good to see him playing again. You know, to me, that's the bigger picture. It's just, here's a kid that, you know, he deserved better than what he got. And every time I hear rumors of him possibly being traded, and thank God that soap opera is over, the Derek Jeter group is going to run this baseball team sooner rather than later, and they're not going to trade Giancarlo Stanton. Nor should they. There is truly something to build around down there. Their biggest issue down there is going to be whether or not they can get Miami people to come out to the ball games, because there is always something better to do. Joe and I went back and forth on that argument for years, and I know I was right. Any big city, if your team isn't winning, they're not going to come out to see you on a regular basis. The pre-sold tickets and everything. I know the numbers lie. I'm talking about looking in the stands and seeing who's there and who isn't there. Because in big cities, there's always something else to do. But in Miami, it's special. You can do things in Miami easily that you can't do in other cities. It's tapping the brakes. When we step aside, we'll give you a little Aaron Judge comparison as well. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Well, yeah, as they should be, painful people. you can't make it up. Welcome back. And I'll spill baseball in an hour or two, but... you know, what Stanton is doing right now with this home run rampage that he's been on is he's bringing into question whether or not he can get to 60 or 61. And some interesting statements have been made about that. Look, the record books will never change. It's still Bonds' record and McGuire and Sosa. And you remember the hysteria when those guys were all going for it. But it honestly, everybody knows that non-PED home run record is still Roger Maris's with 61. And should Stanton approach it, the collar will tighten and there will be pressure. But I think he's up to it. And I'd like to see him make a run at it. I mean, it's funny. Roger Maris was my idol growing up. And I liked him better than Mickey. But I wouldn't mind seeing a guy like Giancarlo break the record. I really wouldn't. You know, like I said, they're never going to take the other guys out of the record books. But everybody knows. This one would be real as opposed to what those guys did. Well, that's it for this first hour of the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. When we come back, more baseball and a little NFL and some basketball as well. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It may take several weeks to learn the information, whether it is Natalie's remains.
Could it be a breakthrough in a mystery that has stretched a dozen years? The father of Natalie Holloway, the American teenager who went missing in Aruba 12 years ago, says he and a private investigator he hired a year and a half ago have discovered human remains, which could very well be his daughter's.
They're waiting on DNA tests to confirm if the remains are Natalie's. The Alabama teen vanished on a trip with friends following her high school graduation in 2005.
That's Mark Mayfield reporting. At least 9 U.S. cities from Colorado to Florida scheduled to host rallies against racism today. White nationalists and so-called alt-right groups are a collection of clowns and losers, according to the president's chief strategist Steve Bannon, who spoke to the liberal magazine American Prospect. This is USA Radio News.
You don't need to buy one of those fancy beds that they advertise on TV that'll cost you thousands of dollars when you can just get a MyPillow.com, and it will make a tremendous difference in how you sleep. It really will. We'll save you some money. Go to MyPillow.com, scroll down to the Radio 4-Pack Special, type in promo code USA. You'll get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows. Toss out those old, flat, nasty pillows. Replace them with a 100% washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. What have you got to lose? And by the way, did I mention they're all made in America? To get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-951-8175. Ask for the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA. You'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows, custom fit for you, and two go-anywhere pillows. 1-800-951-8175. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this great deal.
Still facing criticism for his remarks about the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend and some of the issues it's raised, President Trump is now firing back again, this time on Twitter.
He's tweeted, quote, "The public is learning even more so how dishonest the fake news is." He says they totally misrepresent what I say about hate, bigotry, etc. Shame. The president's also tweeting criticism about South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who has criticized Trump's comments about Charlottesville.
That's correspondent Sharon Reed on Trump's tweets this morning. A sniper who terrorized the Washington, D.C. area nearly 15 years ago will remain behind bars as a Maryland judge has denied a motion to resentence Lee Boyd Malvo.
The decision of Judge Greenberg today affirms that Mr. Malvo was properly sentenced.
That's a prosecutor after Malvo's lawyers had argued that since Malvo was a teenager at the time, a life sentence was cruel and unusual punishment. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A Democratic congressman is comparing President Trump to Adolf Hitler. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Democratic Representative James Clyburn is raising some eyebrows from folks on the right after his comments yesterday where he said the United States is moving closer to Nazi Germany with a Hitler like Donald Trump at the helm.
We remember from our studies what happened in the 1930s in Germany. I told a business group down at Hilton Head several weeks before the election that what I saw coming was a replay of what happened in Nazi Germany.
Clyburn then argued that President Trump is like Hitler because they both were elected by the people and apparently like to participate in foolishness.
No one was heard following some sort of a small explosion in the parking lot of a commuter train station in Naperville, Illinois last night. It happened in a parking lot close to a depot platform. County Hazardous Devices Unit called in. Trains shut down for a while during the investigation, but the area has since been reopened. And at first, this may have you scratching your head, as it seems Chick-fil-A is setting up shop in the newest Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, even though the Atlanta Falcons will only play there on Sundays. It's puzzling because that's the only day of the week that the Atlanta-based restaurant chain is closed. But the business will be able to make some money from events that are held at the stadium on other days of the week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance.
insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
That's a very good question. A lot of them jogging past my place, actually, this morning. I moved back down to the water. I finally got my place back after Sandy. And it's nice. I'm three stories up. Beautiful deck overlooking the water. Nice neighborhood. Nice people. Good neighbors. Mixed neighborhood. It's cool. We have fun. Great fireworks display on July 4th. I want everybody who listens to come over. We can all fit on my deck. You too, Robert. Yeah, it's a good time. But yeah, people jogging in the morning. They got the ladies with the strollers, you know, jogging with their kids, trying to get that pre-baby weight back. Bicycles, whole nine yards. I ride my bike around the neighborhood. It's fun. We have a good time. But, yeah. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the attack. And at BobBlack71 and at Sports Byline USA, which isn't a bad thing at all. And, you know, if you're listening to the show, no matter where you are, you know, you can get us on any of your devices. And, you know, you don't have to just listen in this time slot. You can listen with your device. You can listen with your iPad. You can listen with your iPhone. You can listen with your Android. You can go to our website, click to listen live. We're right there, which is pretty good. And then you add on to it that, you know, any particular device can get the American Forces Radio Network. And it matters. It truly does. You know, those guys and girls, they look out for us. They really do. And with that being said, if you see one of them on the street, do yourself a favor. Do me a favor. Go up, give them a hearty handshake. Thank them for their service. They cover your six each and every day. And that's not an easy thing to do. It's tapping the brakes. We come back. More of the attack right after this short timeout.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, yeah, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the Fairy Docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Eh? Oh, Anthony. He's a big
boy.
Oh,
Anthony.
What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, so? Well, let me understand this, because maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Just, you know how you tell a story. What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Nice. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And, you know, it's cool stuff, fun stuff. We're having a good time today. You know, one of the things that's going on, I talked about it with Giancarlo Stanton, is he's making a run, and Aaron Judge has been making a run. And Judge right now, you know, post-All-Star break, they act as if he has completely gone into the tank, and he's struck out in, I don't know, 33, 35, whatever it is, consecutive games. But he's still hitting .291. And he's got 37 home runs and 80 RBIs. You know, so trust me when I tell you, he's still playing good ball. But they have figured out some holes in his swing. You know, don't forget, guys his size. And he's a legit 6'7", 6'8". It's very difficult for them to hit consistently on a major league level. I don't think he's going to turn into Rob Deere by any means. But he is a big guy with some holes in his swing. And, you know, he's going to have to readjust because he's done a good job this year. But with that being said, he hit a shot last night that went 485 feet in Citi Field. And I mean, the people that were talking about it afterwards were saying to themselves, if that didn't go over 500 feet, I don't know what did. No, I'm sorry. They projected it at 457. You know, went up into the third deck. And if you've ever been in Citi Field, that dirt third deck is way up there. Just an unbelievable shot. Yanks have taken the first three to remain within hailing distance of the Red Sox, who are playing just hot baseball right now. And the Mets are going down the commode and have been since the middle of the season. But honestly, this shot by Judge, it was amazing. Which brings me to what I wanted to talk about. You know, again, when you look at the record books and you look at the legitimacy of some of them, and like I said, I've got my own opinion on how it should be handled. My solution, I think, is the right solution. Put these guys in the Hall of Fame. Put the asterisk next to their name. You know, 762, it's got to be Hank Aaron, 755. Guy did it clean. You know, it's just, if they tested positive, do it. To me, it's how it has to be. You know. And you look at these records, and baseball is built on stats. You know, and you can't just ignore that. I don't know. It to me, it does matter, but I don't see how they can alter it. But if these two guys make a run, then I mean I would love to see that attention get drawn. You know, I would love to. You got to remember back. You know, when McGuire, Sosa, and Bonds were going through it on the different years. I mean, look, Bonds was in 2001. Sosa and McGuire was back in 98. You know, that was all-time exposure. Maris's family was in St. Louis. McGuire and Sosa hugging each other on first base. You know, 66 and 70, respectively. And then along came Barry Bonds and smashed it with 73. I mean, that was a pretty amazing stuff. And Giancarlo Stanton is about to join that. He's going to be in that conversation. By the time it's done, if he gets to 50, just 50, that'll put him in the same company as Ralph Kiner and Willie Mays, Andrew Jones, who hit 50, Prince Fielder, who hit 50. And it shows you how durable and how hard it is to deal with those records. You know, Roger Maris is still the leader in the American League. You know, all the guys I mentioned were in the National League. He's the leader in the American League with his 61, followed by that journeyman player, Babe Ruth. The only one that's come close in modern times, or actually two, have been Alex Rodriguez, who didn't do it clean, with 57. And Ken Griffey with 56, who did do it clean. But they weren't even able to get there. Mickey Mantle at 54. You know, Poppy at 54. Yeah, it's amazing stuff. Now, will Aaron Judge get into that? No, not necessarily. But he's getting into that territory. He's starting to go into that world. And Giancarlo Stanton's already there. And I would like to see if both of them make a run this year, which it's not likely for Judge because he's in the 30s with his 35. But Stanton certainly is. And he's got a month and a half of baseball left to play. And if he's able to do it, and I'm sorry, Judge has 37. But if he's able to do it, if he's able to approach 60, I would love to see him get the same publicity that those guys got when they were doing it on steroids. It won't happen. There'll be a cut-in. But it won't be on the nightly news, and it certainly won't be on ESPN as far as a full-time thing. They'll cut in on it. Yeah, we'll see. Let's tap out. We'll be right back.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Well, distinct possibility. Stanton's sitting there with 44 home runs. Can he hit 16 more to get to 60 by the end of the year? He absolutely can. 17 gets him to 61, and 18 breaks it. That's a lot to ask in 6 weeks, but he can do it. Three a week. He's been hitting them. So we'll see. When he gets to 50, people are really going to start paying attention. And like I said, I don't know if ESPN will go full-time coverage or not. I made the statement they wouldn't. Yeah, maybe they will. But, you know, you're not going to see the cut-ins on the nightly news like you saw with Tom Brokaw back in the day. And that's just, you know. Not going to happen. But I would like to see somebody non-PED make a run at Maris's mark. And it would bring Maris back into focus. People forget how great a ball player he was. And he was a great player. And you look at the stats, he was a 262 lifetime hitter or something like that. You know, I'll look it up on the break. But for that three-year period from 60 to 63, he was as good as anybody in the game. And he mastered that right field porch in Yankee Stadium. He was dead pull, and they knew it. They pitched him away. It didn't matter anyway. And on the road, he readjusted his swing. That's how good this guy was. He and Roberto Clemente, best right fielders in the game at the time. So, you know, be fun to see. Now, LeBron broke wind. And he actually said that he was in an event. And supposedly, at least as it's being reported by ESPN, he's out of Cleveland. You know, whether or not it turns out that way or not remains to be seen. He and Dan Gilbert do not like each other. Well, you know, guess what? Nobody cares. Unless you're in Cleveland. Honestly. You don't like him. You do like him. You left. You come back. It's all well and good. Look, I'm a LeBron defender. I think he's one of the 10 best players in the history of the game. I don't get into the best in the history of the game because I don't think either he or Michael Jordan are the best players in the history of the game. I got other guys on my list, and I've seen them all play. And it starts with Bill Russell. Then we can have a conversation. But with that being said, you know, once again, the people of Cleveland are going to be right in the middle because Gilbert will say something stupid. LeBron will say something stupid right back because they don't like each other. And if it turns out being the truth, then LeBron's out the door and he's off to Los Angeles at the end of the season. Bye-bye. The only difference between this time and last time is that there won't be a sit-down with Jim Gray. And, oh, by the way, if Riley's smart, he gets back involved in that conversation and try to get him back down to South Beach. You know, that's the thing. People, it does not matter if you play in a major market. You can play anywhere. If you're great, you're great, and the media will find you. Ask Russell Westbrook. Ask LeBron in Cleveland. And from the time LeBron set foot in Cleveland, he was the focus and obsession of the media in the NBA. And he will be till the day he steps off the stage. And then the conversation will start the day he retires. Was he as good as Michael? No, he wasn't as good as Michael. Are we going to know Michael? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, great. But I got news for you. My three best ball players of all time don't involve Michael Jordan. My three best ball players of all time are Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Wilt Chamberlain. With a tie for fourth between Michael and Magic Johnson. Because Magic could do anything. People forget when he played center, when Kareem got hurt, they won the NBA championship. And I think Michael's great. And I think LeBron's great. You know, for people who want to talk Kobe, Kobe doesn't even crack my top 10. And neither does Shaq. I take Jerry West before both of them. So, you know, you want to have that conversation, we'll have it on another day. I don't like that best of crap anyway. I don't. Because it's different eras and different times. But I know in my eye test what I think. So he's staying, he's leaving, he's not leaving, he's staying, he's going. Who cares? And then now there's another story out of Chicago that, you know, the Bulls having traded Jimmy Butler for a bunch of young talent and draft picks and everything else. Dwayne Wade did what, you know, most people would do. He picked up his option for his own $24 million. But supposedly, the Bulls are now heading towards a buyout, which to me, does it make sense? Yeah, I guess if you want to completely tank. And without Dwayne, they would be one of the worst teams in the league. You know, they got Lauri Markkanen, who I don't think is going to be anything special as a pro. They got Chris Dunn, remains to be seen. And Zach LaVine, who's a proven commodity when healthy. But he's also, you know, he's also in a situation where Zach LaVine, that is, where he's coming back off a really hardcore injury. You know, now I don't understand personally, while they're in the process of making the transition, why they just wouldn't keep Dwayne and let him bow out on his own terms. Because this will be his last year. You know, at least I think so. He's still 18 points, 4.5 boards, and 4 assists in 60 games. But it's the 60 games that matter. And he can still win you basketball games. Now, are they good enough to get? No, they're not good enough to make the playoffs. But they'd be competitive. And I'd like to see him on the court with LaVine and Dunn. And mentor these guys. I don't understand why they're looking to blow him out of town. But it looks like they're going to blow him out. I'll tell you what, they blow him out, he's going to want 20 of that $24 million. And then have the opportunity to go play someplace else. He'll rejoin LeBron in Cleveland. Or go to OKC. How would you like to have that set up? Him, Paul George, and Westbrook? That'd be fun. You know, why not? But, you know, again, and it's going to come in the coming months. Well, the season's right around the corner. So, I would imagine they're going to get it done if it's going to happen sooner rather than later. And, you know, don't forget, this is all speculative, but allegedly, off of this so-called legendary draft this year, we'll find out. What will the quality of this draft be? Supposedly, it's not as deep. But, you know, Marvin Bagley got accepted. He left high school, and he's going to Duke. So he'll be a one and done. You know, but Michael Porter right now is the consensus number one. But that's fluid as well. They think he's going to be the next Kevin Durant. And, I mean, he's the measurables, yeah, he's got it. He's 6'10", 215. Plays inside, plays outside, the whole nine. But, you know, Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant, so let's not put him in Springfield just yet. But then Bagley comes in, same deal. He's 6'11", 225 projected as a power forward. Mohamed Bamba is going to come out. He's a 7-footer, but the traditional center, you know, let's see how his skills translate. DeAndre Ayton, same deal. Just what Philadelphia needs if they're slotting at number 4, another center. So you get my point. there's a lot of European players in the mix. Colin Sexton is the big point guard coming out. And from everything, he's everything. You know, he's quick, he can shoot. Passing needs a little work. He's tough, but he also has to improve getting his teammates involved. And he's playing at Alabama. So he's going to be counted on to basically be the man from Jump Street. You know, again, but you look at the quality of this upcoming draft, and there are no guarantees. So if the Bulls are tanking, they better do it right. And we'll see. I don't know if they're going to buy him out. Supposedly, yes. We'll see if it's no. It's Tapping the Brakes. We'll come right back.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, you two made up?
Darlene's going to give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Darlene?
I was only going to keep his money for him till he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, that's actually the truth. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto around the West Coast. And again, we're talking NBA here. We'll swing into some football here in a couple minutes. But, you know, again, you look at the quality of the draft, and there's a bunch of names that you do not know. Most of the names that you did know, or who I should say came out in this past draft, you did know. in college, even though a lot of them were one and dones. And some of these names will become household names as the season progresses. But people, Michael Porter's already on the radar. And Brooklyn yet again owns the Nets' number one pick. But I think the Nets are going to be better than people think this year. And I think that Boston will not end up with the number one overall pick. Yeah, we'll see. You know, we'll see. But there's a lot of talent. There always is a lot of talent. You know, you look at Gary Trent Jr., got a Duke. He's a big-time guy. Bruce Brown, who people are going to get to know his name, out of Miami. Robert Williams, who's playing center at Texas A&M, but he's going to be a power forward, and he's going to be a force in the NBA. He reminds me a lot of Draymond. You know, the big centers, it remains to be seen. I mean, DeAndre Ayton, he's a legit, this guy is 7 foot 250. He's an amazing athlete. And he shoots from three. And honestly, that's what you need to do. Now, you know, here's a guy, guarantee you, he will be considered for the number one pick by the time it's all said and done. He's going to Arizona, so he's going to be playing out Pac-12. So to give him good experience against very good competition. But if he's sitting there and you got a top five pick, he's somebody you're going to look at because that's the nature of the NBA right now. But at 7 foot 250, that's a legitimate guy, especially with his range. You know, Bamba's the same way, except he's skinny as a rail, and he's got zero offensive skills. He's no Nerlens Noel, although Noel can shoot better. But he's going to be a one and done. And he'll come into the league and he'll get pushed around. He's a guy that will fall. You know, looking at the sites, they got him projected going number three to Boston. Nah, I don't think so. I think Danny would take DeAndre Ayton first. They got enough small forwards. And that's where, you know, Michael Porter, as skilled as he is, and believe me, watch you some Missouri basketball this year. Because I saw this kid in the Nikes. He can play. You know, he was at the Nike Hoop Summit. This kid can play. Flat out. He was the MVP of the McDonald's All-American game. 17 points, 8 boards. And that's when they play everybody. 19 points at the Nike. His Washington State 3A title game, he scored 28 points, 17 boards. By the way, in case you haven't noticed, no other sports talk show talks about this stuff than me. You know, these are elite guys that are coming around the corner in the NBA, but the depth of the class. So if you're the Chicago Bulls, and that was the point of all this, if you look in the tank, whose company is that going to put you in with? Like I said, maybe Lauri Markkanen will end up proving me wrong, but I'm not a huge fan. I thought he was okay at Arizona. You know, he has certain skills that do translate to the NBA, but one of them, unfortunately, is not toughness, at least not yet. And I think at least initially, you're going to find him playing strictly on the perimeter. And you're going to be wondering how a 7 foot guy can only get 5 rebounds a game. Yeah, we'll see. And as far as the rest of the Bulls roster goes, you know, there's not a ton of talent on there. But again, they're not horrible either. You know, at least not yet. You know, they're going to hand the point over to Chris Dunn. If he's good, they're going to be good, or at least decent. And then who's going to back him up? Jerian Grant, Justin Holiday, who they got from the Knicks, who's probably going to end up being a guy. Cameron Payne's playing himself out of the league. You know, small forward is a gaping hole. I don't think Zipser is going to be anything great. Robin Lopez is still there. And then, you know, Markkanen's going to be their power forward, along with Bobby Portis, who came along a little bit last year. You know, let's see how he dedicates himself, because they brought in Lauri Markkanen to replace him. You know, basically what it comes down to. Let's see how he responds. Does he work harder or does he just quit and accept the fact that, you know, he'll be on somebody's bench for 10 years? Or does he want to take it up a notch? Because he's got the skill. You know, but again, it never translated at Arkansas. You know, he's been pretty good in the NBA in his 2 years, but not dominant by any means. But we'll see how it plays out. Like I said, you know, they're putting it in the hands of Lauri Markkanen. Well, as it stands right now, you know, that's okay. So if they want to get rid of Dwayne and completely bottom out, okay, they could do that. You know, with the immortal Paul Zipser in there, who did have a big game in the playoffs, but, you know, against the Celts when they won their game. God, man, I would have loved to have seen Rondo stay healthy, because they had that series. Still driving me nuts. And how would that have changed everything with the Bulls? Yeah, there were 500 teams that finished eighth, and they were about to beat the number one seed. So who knows? We'll never know. The shadow knows. You know, when you look at some of the other teams who are going to be, to be kind, not good. See, now, I've seen a lot of these mocks where they still have the 76ers in the lottery. I'm telling you right here, right now, folks, that ain't going to happen. Period. Case closed. It's not going to happen. If Joel Embiid is healthy, that team is going to make the playoffs. This guy averaged 20 points and 8 boards in 25 minutes. He is Hakeem Olajuwon when he's healthy. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's 23 years old. He's 7 foot. He's 250 pounds. If he's healthy, he's Hakeem Olajuwon, one of the 10 best centers to ever set foot on an NBA court. You don't go to the lottery with that. And they've got the balance now. Simmons and Fultz will split handling the ball. Although, you know, we'll see how that plays out. That's the only fly in the ointment. J.J. Redick's going to be their shooting guard. And he can still shoot. And he's exactly what they needed. I guarantee you that if you talk to J.J. Redick, who signed a one-year $23 million deal, he will tell you the reason why he got, well, $23 million is a lot of it, but the reason why he signed that contract is because of the fact that this team is going to win. And I'm telling you, they're going to make a run at their division. You watch. They're going to struggle early. A little bit. But they were playing really good basketball down the stretch until Embiid got hurt again. Okafor is still there. He'll be healthy. Covington is there. Sarek is there. And they don't need him to do anything. You know, he's 13 points a game and 6 boards. He's going to be a garbage guy, but he's 7 foot tall. And he played 1 year. He appeared in 81 games last year. Philly is going to be so good, you people have no idea. And when you look at that conference, yeah, I know, 28 wins. I'm telling you, they're going to 45 wins this year. I promise you. And that'll put them as a 5 seed. 4 or 5 seed. I'm promising you 45 wins out of that team. And within that division, they got an opportunity to make some noise. Yeah, I know. It's Boston's. But if Boston's wins 53 and Philly comes in with 45, they'll finish in second place in that division. Because I'm telling you, Toronto's going to take a step back. Brooklyn and the Knicks, they're nowhere near ready to compete. Philly's going to finish second in that division, ahead of Toronto, I'm telling you. And they're going to have Boston looking over their shoulder a little bit. I promise you that, too. Everybody's talking about how weak the Eastern Conference is. Okay, keep talking. Because it's nowhere near as weak as people think. Philly is on the way. They are on the way. I'm telling you. And if you're thinking otherwise, you're not paying attention to basketball. Like I said, the only thing, they're going to have to work out the logistics, who's handling the basketball and making sure it gets around. You know, they're going to be able to score. They're going to be able to rebound. They're going to be able to play defense. And they got senior leadership in J.J. Redick. We're going to senior on out of here in just a minute. Stay tuned. I'm Bob Black. You're not.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, making sure it stays on the air. And, you know, it's one of the other stories, and this kind of flew under the radar, but Zach Randolph getting busted for a big amount of weed in L.A., felony marijuana charges, which is not easy. And they brought him in to be a leader in Sacramento. Now, he may end up being a leader in the prison basketball team. But, you know, they didn't throw out the amount of weed, but allegedly it was a significantly large amount. And, you know, a lot of people have come back to support him, saying, look, you know, he may smoke it, but he's not a dealer. And Rasheed Wallace was one of the first to jump out. And if anybody should know, it would be Rasheed, or Rashweed, as we used to call him. You know, if it turns out that he is guilty, well, I'll tell you, that's a hit to Sacramento, who looked like they made a lot of really good moves. Randolph will be, his bank account will be done because the lawyers will take it from him. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it turns out as the wheels of justice spin. Also, you know, no matter what, he's going to get a pretty good size suspension from the NBA. But, you know, we'll see how that plays out. Well, anyway, hope you enjoyed this edition of The Attack. We will be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow. And for Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, appreciate you caring, brother. And I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.